Welcome to my shamanic life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic reiki practitioner and teacher, a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, and a mentor for yoga teachers who are ready to share their unique gifts with the world as inspirational leaders and changemakers. My life, like this podcast, is totally imperfect and extraordinary. You'll find the past episodes on myshamaniclife.com, as well as a link to Patreon. By sponsoring this podcast on Patreon, you are supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by helping me purchase needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and my turtle bus. I'll be offering a yoga practice in a bit, and you are welcome to unroll your mat and join me. For now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I pulled a card today from Kim Cron's The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck that I work with pretty regularly. And the card that I pulled is Firefly. And I think that this is the first time Firefly has ever come out of the deck for me. The Firefly's energy is that of inspiration or awakening, that bright flash of light, but it's fleeting. It can't be sustained unless we find a way to harness it and support it. When Firefly is out of balance, it feels dull and burnt out. And I'm feeling a little dull and burnt out today. I came down with a cold, very interestingly, on the day that I launched my webinar, Five Solid Steps to Get Real and Manifest Your Dream of an Extraordinary Life. And the webinar is an introduction to the Shamanic Flow Mentorship Program that has been 2 years in the making. And I've been pushing very hard to get it launched because it was one of my goals for this year. And of course, we're almost to the end of 2019. And I really wanted to get into the new year with it in place and ready to start receiving clients, receiving those who are ready to change the world and just need that support, those who have that bright light of inspiration and need to find ways to ground it and sustain it. No sooner did I do my webinar and started to feel that cold actually coming on as I was doing it. Right afterwards, I went downhill very fast, and by the next day needed to take a very rare for me sick day because my voice was gone. And when I look at that from an energetic perspective, I see how putting something that's so very authentically me out there into the world, expressing it through this energy of the third chakra, must have stirred some stuff up. So today I'm couple days into this process of moving this cold out of my body and supporting it, and also recognizing that I needed to rest a little bit more, that this was a huge energetic push and clearing that happened, and sometimes we just need to let stuff go, let it move through. So, in just a moment, I'm going to guide you through a yoga practice that will help support you when your inspiration and light dulls because you're not feeling well, especially if you have, like me, a head cold. But before I get there, I wanted to talk a little bit about fireflies since this card came up. Because fireflies are one of those things that were an integral part of my childhood. In the summertime, they were always all around, and it was delightful to see their dance. And, of course, we would catch a few and put them in a jar to watch them light up for a little while. But fireflies are disappearing, and I very rarely see them. Even where I live, which is in a very rural area, wooded, where I would expect there to be lots. So I was considering and researching why the fireflies are disappearing. And of course, like all insects, they are suffering from pollution and pesticides. They are also losing habitat. Fireflies like warm, humid places near standing water for their larvae. Things like marshes and the margins of ponds and streams. And development is eliminating those areas. Marshes are filled in for houses. And our human activity is disturbing many of those bodies of water we walk through or we take boats through, particularly motorized boats, are disturbing that all. But one of the other things that is affecting the fireflies is light pollution. Street lights and all of the lighting that we put around our houses, and of course, light from stores and big buildings and things. In order for fireflies to go through the process of mating, they need to signal each other with their lights, that the lighting up is their mating dance. And when there's too much light, they can't see each other. They're not mating, and there aren't any more fireflies. There's no new generations being born. If you'd like to learn more about what you can do to help the fireflies and some of the challenges that they're facing, there's a website, firefly.org, that is all about their conservation, both from a scientific perspective and for people like me and you who are just curious. So if you'd like to join me for some yoga, I invite you to unroll your mat, and as I said earlier, we're going to keep this a very gentle practice today, and a practice that supports the healing of a head cold. We know that the cold virus is something that needs to go through its cycle. And we'd love to be able to just continue as things are, you know, and just stop and blow the nose every now and then. But of course, our body gets tired. Our body is working very hard. Our immune system is working to try to fight this off. And there are some yoga poses that I find are just difficult when you have a head cold. If you've ever done downward facing dog while you have a head cold or bad allergies, you know that everything that's in your sinuses just kind of dumps out, and that doesn't make for a pleasant practice. It can trigger headaches. And that kind of energetic yang kind of practice really doesn't support the body when you're fighting a cold. You need to rest. So we're going to take this practice and keep it very gentle, and at the same time also keep it more upright. So that you're not putting yourself through that pressure in the sinuses and things like that. Instead, we're going to get quiet. We're going to move the body through some twists. Just help support everything, to move things through the glands and the organs. Help the body eliminate that virus that's floating around in there. So come down and sit in a comfortable position on your mat. It could be in easy pose with your ankles crossed, or you can choose a different seated position. Feel free to prop underneath your sitting bones. And when you get comfortable in that seat, get nice and tall through your spine, melt your shoulders down your back. Reach up through the crown of your head and let your eyes close. Breathe through your nose as best you can today. Notice the gentle, natural breath flowing in and out. Begin to check in with your body. With compassion, care. You may notice that your body doesn't feel quite right. Is there an achiness anywhere? Pressure? Or your eyes and your ears, your throat, your lungs? What's going on in your digestive system? How do you feel in the big joints, your shoulders and your hips, your elbows, knees, ankles, feet? As best you can today, deep in your breath. Notice how the breath moves in and out. As you take your next exhale, turn your head to the right. So your chin comes towards your right collarbone. holding the air for another moment, taking a couple more breaths. As you take your next breath in, bring your head back to center. And exhale and turn your head to the left. Lifting the neck in the other direction. And we're starting to wring out the neck. You might feel a little bit of pressure in the glands in the side of the neck, up under the jaw. And sometimes they get swollen when we're not feeling well. As you take your next breath in, turn your head back to center. As you take your next breath in, draw your shoulders up towards your ears. Really squeeze them in. Hug in nice and tight. You can hold your breath for a moment or continue breathing. And then with a big sigh, exhale and let your shoulders fall. Feel them bounce around a little bit as they come down, as they release. Check out what's going on the top of your shoulders. Let's do that again. Take an inhale, squeeze your shoulders up to your ears, hug them into the sides of your neck. Make that as tight as you can comfortably make it. And then with a big exhale, let them fall. One more time, inhale. Bring your shoulders up and then squeeze them behind you a little bit. See if you can bring your shoulder blades together. Hold it just for a moment and then exhale, let them fall. Feel that melting down your back. Tops of the shoulders releasing. A bit of energy moving. And bring your left hand over onto your right knee or right thigh. Drop your right hand down next to your right hip and start to walk that back. And as you do, rotate your heart to the right, bringing the twist down lower into the body now. Look out to the right side. Relax your shoulders down your back, get tall through your spine, and breathe deeply. Feel the breath move in around the twist in the spine. Be expanding down into the abdomen, doesn't have to get there. Gentle squeezing against the middle of the abdomen, the glands and organs that are there. As you take your next breath in, release your twist, your heart forward. And bring your right hand to your left knee or thigh. Drop your left hand down, start to walk it back and spin your heart to the left. Now to the left side. Reaching up to the crown of your head. Looking to the side. Deep breaths. Inhale and slowly unwind your twist. Bring your heart forward. Notice any sensation of release around the upper abdomen, the middle of the back. And walk both hands back a little bit. Unfold your legs forward, shake them out. And bend your knees. And place your feet on the floor so that your feet are about shoulder width apart. And hold on to your shins with your hands. I mentioned it's difficult for me and probably for you too to do things like cat pose where your head is falling when your head is congested. So instead, we're going to work on opening the spine through some cat rolls, but doing them seated. Holding on to your shins as you take your next breath in, draw your knees out to the sides. Tilt your pelvis forward a little bit and scoop your heart up through your arms. Feel your shoulder blades drop down your back. You can even lift the chin slightly, but keep the back of the neck long. And then as you exhale, round back. Let your chin come down towards your chest, but only as far as you can go without any pressure in your head. And then inhale, rock the pelvis forward, lift the heart, roll the shoulders down. Reach out through your crown, and as you exhale, rock to your sacrum, going behind the sitting bones. Round your back, let your shoulders drop forward, bring your chin down to your chest, and then inhale, again, come forward and through, lift up through the heart, roll the shoulders down the back, and exhale, round. Let's do a few more of these. Keep the movement within your edge. In this moment, maybe your body's feeling really good, the spine feels open, you can work with that. Maybe your spine is a little stiff and you're just feeling into that. Notice. Take one more round, and when you finish your exhale, bring your spine up to neutral. Relax your shoulders down your back. And then drop both of your knees over to the right. If your left knee lands on top of your right foot, slide your knee back until it's on the floor behind your foot. Both feet are flexed. Turn your heart towards your right knee and place your hands down on either side of that knee. Inhale your spine a little bit taller, and as you exhale, walk your hands out and then lower to your forearms so that your elbows are supporting your shoulders. If you're comfortable going deeper into animal stretch today, you can round your head down, walk your hands out a little further, let your forehead rest onto the floor. But if you are congested today, keep your head up, so that your neck stays in line with your upper back, heart moving forward over the right knee, and rest on your forearms. Breathe gently down as deeply as you can into your abdomen. Notice where you're feeling stretch in your hips. Animal stretch is one of my favorite poses anyway, but I find that when my body doesn't feel right, it feels particularly supportive. And we get some hip stretch, we get a little twist going. Got a little bit of forward fold, and yet it all just feels very held. Take another breath. As you inhale, walk your hands in until you're sitting tall. Bring your left hand back around to the left side. Walk both hands behind you just a bit so that you can lean back slightly, lift your heart, and lift both of your knees and flip them over to the left. And then lift your knees and go back to the right and continue back and forth, side to side, like you're making windshield wipers with your knees. Let the top knee lead the way over to the other side. The next time that your knees fall over to the left, come off your right hip a little bit. If your right knee landed on your left foot, move it back until it's on the floor behind your foot. Get tall through your spine, rotate your heart to the left, place your hands down on either side of your left knee, and with an inhale, get really long through your spine. As you exhale, walk your hands out, hinge forward over your left leg, reach your heart past your knee, and then lower down onto your forearms, so that your elbows are underneath your shoulders, supporting them. If it's comfortable for you to go deeper, please do. Otherwise, stay here with me. Keep your head lifted so your neck makes one line with your upper spine. Bring your attention to your breath, noticing any sensation of stretch in your hips. Take another round of breath. And as you inhale, walk your hands in. When you're sitting tall, bring your right hand around to the right side. Bring both hands back just a little bit. And then lift the knees, drop them to the right, and then go back and forth like windshield wipers a few more times. And gently releasing the low back and the hips. If you are feeling the effects of a cold today, you might notice that your body maybe is relaxing a little bit, but is also fatiguing just with this simple practice. Please honor your body and stop anytime you need to. The purpose of this practice is to bring you rest. So avoid anything that feels like it's creating strain or lifting the energy a little bit more than you're quite ready to. I said I was going to have to edit some nose bows out. Bring both knees up. Lean back on your hands, extend your legs out in front of you. Shake them out a little bit. And then open your legs into a gentle straddle. I'm making sure that there is no pinching or strain in the hips, just wide enough for you to be able to drop your fingertips to the floor in front of you. But before you do that, walk your hands back just a little bit, lift up, and then walk your sitting bones back so that you're resting on the front edge of your sitting bones, helping you to get nice and tall. Reach out through your heels, and with your feet flexed, press the backs of your heels down into the floor until your knees soften. And if you need a little more bend in your knees, then allow that little bit of bend. Anything from a micro bend to a deeper bend so that the knees are completely off the floor. And then drop your fingertips to the floor in front of you. Drop your shoulders down your back. Take an inhale, get tall. And as you exhale, start to hinge from your hips. Now here again is an invitation to go further if your body is able to do that today. If you're feeling the effects of a cold, and that forward fold is going to create sinus pressure. Keep your spine straight from your tailbone to your crown. Lean your heart forward. You can bend your elbows or walk your hands forward a little bit. And stop at that first point that you feel the sensation of stretch down the backs of your thighs or in your hips without any strain. So our forward folds are soothing for the adrenals. Helping the body to relax a little bit more. To allow for more rest and healing. But at the same time, forward folds are very challenging if you've got a congested head. So this small forward fold, the straddle, gives you the opportunity to start to create that soothing in the adrenals without putting pressure on the eyes, in the forehead. Take another round of breath. And then as you inhale, walk your hands in. Get very tall through your spine. Bring your hands to either side of your hips. Walk them back a little bit. And slowly bring your legs together. Notice as you lean back slightly what it feels like down through your hips and legs as we start to move some energy down. Everything kind of moving around. You come down onto your back. You may need to keep your head and shoulders up a little bit higher than your hips to avoid the pressure, again, of the sinuses or the dripping down the back of your throat. So if you do, you have a bolster, you can always lean back on your bolster. You might put a block underneath the bolster so that it's at an angle so you can recline on it. If you don't have a bolster, you can use a blanket. And taking the blanket and folding it into thirds about the size of a yoga bolster and lay that behind you. And if you need that little bit of extra height under your head, just take the end of the blanket and fold it in towards you so that when you lay back, your head is resting a little bit higher up than your back. And of course, the thicker the blanket you have, the higher up you're going to get. You might use two blankets to get the height that you need. Support yourself any way that you need to here. But by keeping the body up at that angle, it's going to allow for a little less pressure and a little more drainage to happen. Now bring your right knee up to your chest and extend your left leg out onto the mat. Just very gently draw that knee in. As you hug your knee in and your breath gets a little bit deeper, you might feel your abdomen pressing into the right thigh, wind relieving pose. We're creating little stimulation in the right side of the abdomen, the organs and the glands there. So we want to keep moving things through so that we're releasing the dead virus, the other stuff in the body. Keep the lymph moving, really supporting healing. Now hold on to your knee with your left hand and open your right arm out to the right side, relaxing the right shoulder down. As you take your next exhale, lift off your right hip and roll all the way over onto your left hip on the outside of that hip. So the right hip is stacked over the left, guiding your knee down toward the floor on the left side, but keep your right shoulder down. You can turn your head and look towards your right arm. And take some deep breaths here. Our supine twist really gives us the opportunity to get deep into those glands. Kind of wring the whole body out. Keep breathing deeply through your twist. And take an inhale and bring your knee back to center. Draw your left knee up, hold on to that knee. Set your right foot down, extend your right leg out. Hug the left knee in for some breaths. Deepening the breath so you're getting the left side of your abdomen pressing into your left thigh. Creating that stimulation there. Helping things to ring out and move. Keep your right hand on your knee, open your left arm out to the side. Extending out through the left arm, sink that shoulder down, and as you take your next exhale, bring your knee across your body, over to the right. Coming up off of the left hip, so you want to roll all the way over onto the outside of your right hip. So the hips are stacked, but the shoulders are still open, the left shoulder's down. And turn your head and look out over your left arm. Taking some breaths. Bringing out all the gunk. Take another round of breath. And as you inhale, bring your knee back to center. Release your foot down, extend that leg out so that you're setting yourself up for final relaxation. Remember, if you are with a head cold or feeling that sinus pressure, you want to keep the upper body elevated a little bit. Another option for you is to turn onto your side. Come into the fetal position, put a blanket or pillow or another cushion between your knees, and you might also put something underneath your head. You can rest your head on your arm and do your savasana on your side. Wherever you feel the least amount of pressure, perhaps you would rather come back up to sitting and do some meditation, also an option. Make sure that you're comfortable. Give yourself what you need here. This practice was relaxing, so maybe Savasana is an opening into some sleep. And I'll leave you here to rest. Give your body time to remove, restore itself, recover. To reignite that spark. That flash of inspiration to support that, so that you can get back to doing amazing things in the world. Acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.